Chapter 20. Finding Your Voice. Communal Rhythms and Theater. Acting is not about putting on a character, but discovering the character within you. You are the character. You just have to find it within yourself, albeit a very expanded version of yourself. Tina Packer. Many scientists I know were inspired by their children's health problems to find new ways of understanding mind, brain, and therapy. My own son's recovery from a mysterious illness that, for lack of a better name, we call chronic fatigue syndrome, convinced me of the therapeutic possibilities of theater. Nick spent most of 7th and 8th grade in bed, bloated by allergies and medications that left him too exhausted to go to school. His mother and I saw him becoming entrenched in his identity as a self-hating and isolated kid, and we were desperate to help him. When his mother realized that he picked up a little energy around 5 p.m., we signed him up for an evening class in improvisational theater, where he would at least have a chance to interact with other boys and girls his age. He took to the group and to the acting exercises, and soon landed his first role as Action in West Side Story, a tough kid who's always ready to fight and has the lead in singing Gee, Officer Krupke. One day at home, I caught him walking with a swagger, practicing what it was like to be somebody with clout. Was he developing a physical sense of pleasure, imagining himself as a strong guy who commands respect? Then he was cast as the Fonz in Happy Days. Being adored by girls and keeping an audience spellbound became the real tipping point in his recovery. Unlike his experience with the numerous therapists who had talked with him about how bad he felt, theater gave him a chance to deeply and physically experience what it was like to be someone other than the learning disabled, oversensitive boy that he had gradually become. Being a valued contributor to a group gave him a visceral experience of power and competence. I believe that this new, embodied version of himself set him on the road to becoming the creative, loving adult he is today. Our sense of agency, how much we feel in control, is defined by our relationship with our bodies and its rhythms. Our waking and sleeping and how we eat, sit, and walk define the contours of our days. In order to find our voice, we have to be in our bodies, able to breathe fully and able to access our inner sensations. This is the opposite of dissociation, of being out of body and making yourself disappear. It's also the opposite of depression, lying slumped in front of a screen that provides passive entertainment. Acting is an experience of using your body to take your place in life.